Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Chav Dalet. Perhaps, let's back up a bit to Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom, Minayin. We're actually looking for a makor for the halacha, that chametz on Pesach is Asur Bahano, the Shir Haniskel is Asur Bahano. Now, of course, according to Chizkia, it's because the pasuk on both accounts uses the term lo ye'achel. Lo ye'achel includes, automatically includes, hana as well as achila. But according to the other shittos, where is the makor? Where is the source for this concept that chametz on Pesach and Isher Haniskel are not only asr ba'achila, but also to derive any benefit from them? It says the Gemara four lines from the bottom, minayin. So this was a chacham presenting in front of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni in the name of his, perhaps Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. So he said like this, what is the makar, minayin? D'chsiv kol chatos asher yuva midama. The pasuk is telling us that a chatos whose dam is not meant to be brought into the heichal or the kodesh HaKadoshim, but for some reason it was brought into those areas. This chatas is pasal, can't be eaten, it must be burnt. And the pasuk says, ba'esh tisarif. She'ain tamud loyma ba'esh tisarif. There's no real need for the pasuk to say ba'esh tisarif. That's meant to be burnt. Why? Because we already know that from elsewhere. Uma tamud loyma ba'esh tisarif. Why then does the pasuk specify burn this chatas? If it's not needed for its own sake, why not? Dichsiv v'hinei sarif. Because we know from elsewhere, this was on the 8th day of the Miluim, Vahibayim Hashmini, so the Chatas was burnt. As Moshe asked Aaron HaKohen, why? What was the basis for the Sreifa there? Perhaps was the Dam brought into the Oil Moed unnecessarily? And that seems to imply that bringing the Dam into the Oil Moed would justify Sreifa, so we already learned from there that this type of psul leads to Sreifa. So why then does the pasuk here specify that this type of chatas needs to have sreifa? So if it's not needed for its own sake, we can apply it elsewhere. This is a formula, a drasha, that we use all over. When the pasuk is not needed for its own sake, we apply it to elsewhere. So if this pasuk is not needed because we already know it from the other place, tneyu inyan l'chol yisurin shebe Torah, apply to the other yisurin where the Torah speaks about the isur, achila. As Rashi says, the only thing we really have, the only two things we really have is the Chametz of Pesach and the Shaar Niskel that we're trying to find a source for. So we're going to apply this Ba'esh Tisarif to those cases. Now, if it's not needed for the Isra Achila, because the Pasuk clearly tells us in those cases that the Chametz and the Shaar Niskel, the ox that gored is Asar Ba'achila, so it's not needed for that. Tineu Inil Isra Hano. So let's apply it for the Isra Hano. So from this pasuk Be'esh Tisarif by Chatas, we derive the concept of Isra Hano for those cases, Chametz on Pesach and Shaar Niskel. Says the Gemara, we have a problem. If we're going to compare it, so let us say as well that the other things, Chametz and Shaar Niskel, need to be burnt. Imakan B'Sreifa just says, this Chatas needs to have Sreifa, says Be'esh Tisarif. If that's the case, then the other surin as well need to be burnt. Says the Gemara, no. And this teaches us, only this chatas, which is a psul in the kachem, in the carbon, that needs sreifa. But the other surin, like the chametz, don't need to have sreifa. Okay, so this seems to be a plausible approach. This is a source for the Isra Hanoah by Chametz. Says the Gemara, V'hai b'kodesh v'esh tisarif, loch yud asa? So this was Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni challenging the Chacham, how can you suggest that this would be the makar that we're looking for? V'hai b'kodesh v'esh tisarif, loch yud asa? This pasuk that you quoted, b'kodesh v'esh tisarif, is it coming to teach us this halacha? The halacha that Chametz v'Pesach is asa b'hanoah? We already need this pasuk for a different halacha. Haimu boile, we need a pasuk like the Rabbi Shimon, the son of Shimon. Ba'kodesh ba'esh tisarif. What does that teach us? that the chatas, which needs to be burnt, chatas that was pasal, you have to burn it in the azara. Limed al chatas shesoyf noisa ba kodesh. You can't just take it outside and burn it anywhere. You have to burn it in the azara. So this is the domain of this carbon. It's meant to be eaten there. It's meant to be placed on the mizbeach. And even if it gets pasal, you burn it in that same area. That's where you tend to this carbon. Ve'enli elazuvavad. Now this only teaches us that the chatas needs to be burnt at that location. What about other karbonis that were pasal? Psuli kachim kachim, ve'imuri kachim kalim. So let's say the kodesh kadashim, the anayla, which is one of the kachim kachim, or even the imuri kachim kalim. So those are the fats from the kachim kalim, like a shlomim, which the fats are meant to be put on his beach. So all these, as Rashi explains, they're all meant to be within the Azor area. Whether the kachim kalim, which are meant to be take a part of it and put on the mizbeach, or the kachim kadashim, which are meant to be consumed in the Azor. So since that's where that's their location, that's where they belong. Menayin, how do we know there as well that you're meant to burn in that location? If they get pasal tamaloymar ba kodesh v'chol ba kodesh v'esh tesarif. The pasal begins v'chol chatas. This is the pasal by the chatas whose dam was brought into the heichal. The pasal begins with the word v'chol. V'chol chatas asher yuva midama el oil moed l'chaper ba kodesh lo yisi ochel v'esh tesarif. So we learn from there that any kachim, any carbon, like the kachim kachim or the imur kachim kalm, which got pasal, not only the chatas which got pasal needs to be burned in the azara, but v'chol, because that's the first word in the pasuk. That's how the marshal explains the drasha. The first word in the pasuk is v'chol. So we take that and we stretch it. We say v'chol any of these karbanis, not only a chatas, any of those karbanis that became pasal are meant to be burnt ba'kodesh beis tesarif in the place of kedush in the azara. Okay, so we already need this pasuk for that halacha. How can we go ahead and use the same pasuk for the Isser Hanah for chametz? It's unavailable for that purpose. Amar Lei, so the chacham who presented this makar before Shmuel Nachmeni in the name of Shmuel Levi, and that was challenged by Shmuel Nachmeni, says this pasuk is unavailable. It's going to be used for the general halacha to teach us that all these karbanis that became pasal need to be burnt specifically in the Mokim Kadosh. So the Chacham responded like this, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yonason Rabach. You meant to know that your Rebbe, Rabbi Yonason, the Rebbe of Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni, he also did not use this as a source for Chametz. Mahai Kroka Amar Lo. He actually used a different pasuk to provide a source for the Sanov of Chametz. The pasuk here is discussing the miluim, so the karbanos that were brought during the shivas yimei hamiluim, shmonis yimei hamiluim, when the Beis Hamikdash was, the Mishkan was inaugurated, and the pasuk says like this: v'imivaser mibas mibsar hamiluim. If some of the basar of the miluim karbanos is going to be left over, umin alechem ad habayker, so we have some noisar. What happens to that? The pasuk says, lo yeachel ki kodeshu. So the pasuk is like this: you burn it, v'sarafta as anoisu beish, lo yochel ki kodeshu. The question is, once we say that you have to burn it, v'sarafta as anoisu beish, why is it necessary to say it can't be eaten? Once it's burnt, you can't eat it in any case. Shein tamad loyme lo yochel. There's no need for the pasuk to say lo yochel. Uma tamad loyme lo yochel. Why then does the pasuk say that the leftover of the karbanis of the miluim are not meant to be eaten? If it's not eaten for its own sake, pasuk already says you're meant to burn the leftovers in the fire. So why does the pasuk have to add, don't eat it? Let's apply it to other yisur in the Torah. This is similar to what we said earlier. If it's not eaten for achila, we're speaking about those yisurim, the chametz and the shehar niskal. I'm going to learn from here that those things are asr as well. But if it's not needed for achila, because the pasuk already tells us the chametz is asr b'achila, let's apply this pasuk that speaks about the isr to consume the noiser of the miluim kabaris. Let's apply it as the source for iser hano for chametz bePesach and Sheher Niskel. Okay, so this will be a mocker for the halach. Says the Gemara, okay, but if you're going to learn from here, then you have to conform to all the halachis that are found in this context. If that's the case, then just as over here, you have to burn the noiser. Pasuk says clearly you have to burn it. Af kol yisurin shebisreifa. If so, then the other yisurim as well, the chametz and the Sheher Niskel, need to be burned specifically? Really? We don't find that to be so. Amakra says the Gemara, the pasuk says like this. Vesarafta sanoiser. The pasuk in this context, by the leftover kavanas of miluim, says vesarafta es hanoiser beish. Now, why does the pasuk have to say es hanoiser? The pasuk began by describing leftovers. Vim yimavas er b'psar hashlam amluim vim min alechem, indicating we're speaking about leftovers. So why does the pasuk have to repeat again vesarafta es hanoiser beish? We learn from here that only noiser needs to be burnt. Noiser b'sreifa. Ve'en kol yisurin shebater b'sreifa. However, the other yisurin, like the chametz, don't need to be burnt. Okay, so this provides an alternate route. Another mocker. That chametz on Pesach, Sheher Niskel, osur b'hano. Osur b'hano, but don't necessarily need to be burnt. Says Gemara, but this is also a problematic approach. Vay lo yo'ochel l'ochid osur. This pasuk by noiser of miluim, the words lo yo'achal, is it indeed coming to teach us this halacha? Hami boili, look at Rabbi Elazar. We need it for Rabbi Elazar's then. Dam Rabbi Elazar. Lo yo'achal ki koideshu. Rabbi Elazar is referring to this pasuk by the noisar of miluim. But the pasuk concludes, burn it, lo yo'achal ki koideshu. Why does the pasuk have to say ki koideshu? Give us a reason. We already know that it's koidesh. The pasuk here is adding something. Kol sheba kodesh pasul. That any time you have a carbon which became pasul, ba kosov litain loy sase alachilase. The pasuk here is coming to tell you that it's an isur lav to eat it. For instance, if you have a carbon which is pigel, a carbon which left the azor, yoytze, all these psulim, you're not meant to eat it. And this very pasuk is the source for that isur. Let's take a look at Rashi. So, a couple of lines up, about three lines up. Rashi begins, "Mi boile l'kurab elazar." We need the pasuk of lo yo'achel for elazar. Litim loisase. To add a loisase. Di'im is visarafto. Because if the pasuk would only say, yeah, you meant to burn it. Lo yavi yadina be isra lav l'malkus. I wouldn't know that there was a lav to eat it and it would be malkus generated. And we learn from here that not only the leftover of the Miluim is asur, but anything. Kol sheba kodesh pasul. Any type of kachem psulim. How do we know? Midichsiv ki kodeshu yisera. Since the pasuk adds, you're not meant to eat it. Ki kodeshu. That seems to be teaching you something extra. L'rabois. Kol shar psuli kachem kachem. Belav. Ki koin pigel. V'yoytze. Nishpach domay. All these different variations of kachem psulim involve a lav for consuming them. So the pasuk is unavailable for the chametz. We need it for the lav, for pigul and yaitze. Continues the Gemara. Amar Abaye, you know what? Let's go back to the chatas, whose dam was born into the heichal. And the Gemara initially wanted to learn from there, right? And we said, well, the pasuk beish tisurav seems to be extra words, and that will teach us that the isur hano applies to chametz. But then the Gemara said, well, we need a pasuk Beish Tisarev to teach us that a universal halacha, that all the karbonis which became pasul need to have their strefa in the azor. So the words Beish Tisarev are unavailable for our purpose. Amar Abai lo ilo mikor kama. Let's go back to the first pasuk. Ve'efach. Let's switch things around. Instead of learning from Beish Tisarev, which doesn't really seem to be extra, let's learn from the words lo yse'acha. The pasuk by Chata says, any chatas whose dam will be brought into oil moed unnecessarily, lo yiseyachal, the chatas should not be eaten, ba'esh tisarev, should be burnt. Now, once you know it's burnt, of course it won't be eaten. Let the Torah simply say, burn it, and then we don't need to speak about not eating it, because, firstly, it's not practical, it's burnt. And not only that, we also know that it's aser to eat it, aser to eat something which is pasul. Why? Let's see. Why does the Torah have to say don't eat it? It may not eat the gufay if it's not needed for its own sake. Because number one, it's being burnt, it's not being eaten. Number two, you may not eat it. There's an issa, the nafkale, with the Rabbi Lezer. We just learned that from Rabbi Lezer, that any kachim psulim have an issa. There's a law with respect to eating it. And that law is universal. All the kachim psulim. Right, that was Rabbi Lezer. He says, "Lo'yachel ki kodeshu." The teacher says that all kashim psulim may not be eaten. So why then does the Torah have to specify this chatos has to be burnt and not eaten? So since it's unnecessary for its own sake, it seems to be extra wording. Tzineu inyan lechol yisurin shebet Torah, apply it to the other yisurin, chametz on Pesach and the Sharon Iskel. V'mein inyan la'achila, if it's not needed for the achila, because we already know those things are asa b'achila. Tzineu inyan l'sahano, apply it for isahano. Okay, so going to Abayi, Chatas will actually form the basis of the Isra Hanoah by Chametz and Sharon Iskel. Says the Gemara, one more thing, Ima kan b'sreifa, if that's the case, then just as over here, Sreifa needs to be done. Av kol Yisurin shebetoyah b'sreifa, are you going to propose that the other Yisurin as well need to be burnt? Says the Gemara, no, Amakra, the Pasuk says, by miluim, ha'noisar. The Pasuk says, v'sarafta es ha'noisar b'esh. The extra word, ha-noiser, which seems to be superfluous because the pasuk already said it's noiser. So that extra word comes to teach us, ha-noiser b'sreifa, only noiser needs to be burnt, ve'ekon sun shebetoira b'sreifa, but other yisurim like chametz don't need to be burnt. So according to Abayi, chatas will be the source, it's ano on chametz. Amalera popul Abayi. How do you know? Ve'ema li'chudilei lav l'gufei huda asa. You know why the pasuk says "lo yiseyachel" by the chatas? You seem to think that it was extra, unnecessary wording can be applied to chametz. Not so fast. Perhaps the Torah is trying to give you a lav specifically here by chatas. You know why? We're trying to generate a einish of malchus, which we wouldn't have if we would just rely and base our iser on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says that Lo yochel ki kodesh hu teaches us kol shebekodesh pasul. All the karbanos psalm may not be eaten. There is a love. But that wouldn't necessarily generate malchus. The person is over on the love, he wouldn't get malchus. Dima de Rebelezer ain loikin ala shebeklolis. That love is a klal. It's an all-encompassing love. Because it includes all the different types of karbanos psalm. And we know that a general all-encompassing love doesn't generate malchus. So yeah, it's asa, but if a person's over, he doesn't get malchus. Perhaps that's why the Torah specified by chatas. Lo yiseyachel. It shouldn't be eaten. Because the Torah wants to create a separate, specific law for chatas in order to generate malchus. So that was the Papa's kasha. Ve'ema li'chudilei lav. L'gufei de asa. Perhaps the Torah is trying to specify a very specific law for chatas. Even the Rav Lezer. Because based on Rav Lezer's law, it wouldn't work. Ain't like in Lashava Klolis. Therefore, says Rapapa, you can't use this pasuk of Lo Yiseyachel stated by Chatas to form a source, a marker for Chametz and Pesach, because it's unavailable. It's needed for Chatas to generate the love. Elam Rapapa Miyachel. I have another source. V'habasa asher igel b'chotamei lo yiyachel ve'ish yisarif. So the basa of kachem, which will touch something that's tamei, lo yiyachel ve'ish yisarif. Now, once we know it's Be'eshi Sarif, we already know that it's Lo Yachel, whether practically or halachically. We already know from Rav Lezer that it is an Isser. Now, maybe we want to have a specific Malchus here, but that we also know from elsewhere. It says the Gemara, Shein Talmud Loyma Lo Yachel. Why is the Pasuk saying Lo Yachel? Ma Talmud Loyma Lo Yachel. The pasuk doesn't have to say lo yachel. So why does it say matam alayim lo yachel? What's the point of lo yachel? Imein inyan legufay. If it's not needed for its own sake, why isn't it needed for its own sake? Because once you know that the basar is tamei, then we already know on our own that we may not eat it. There's an issa, there's a lav, there's malchus as well. You know why? Because we can learn it through a kavachomer from maser maser sheni, which is really more lenient than the basar of kodesh. And since we know that maser sheni is not meant to be eaten betumah, then certainly basar kodesh. Uma maser akal omer Torah. Since we find that maser, despite its lenient, low-level form of kedusha, even so, despite its low level, the Torah says, Amar Torah, Loi bi'ati mimena betume. Person says, I didn't consume it betuma because it's also to do so. So since we find that Masa has that halacha, Basa Kodesh, Chomer lekoshkin, certainly Basa Kodesh, which is more chomer, of course, contains an iser of eating a betuma. So once we know that the Basa Kodesh contains an iser and a lav and a malchus, then why does the pasuk have to say burn it and don't eat it? That seems to be extra wording. Perhaps you can't employ a kavachema to create a azhara, a warning, a lav. This is a formula Rashi brings in Maseches Makis. So perhaps this kavachema can't generate a lav for basa kodesh. So then we have another option. Hekeshu. We actually learn it from a hekesh. It's not a kavachema, it's a hekesh. Where we connect the basar of a carbon to maser sheni, dechziv leisucha lecha b'sharecha maser degoncha. This is the maser. It's rosh chavitzarecha b'choris b'karcha, and the pasuk there speaks about animals and karbonos v'chol nedarecha midvasecha. So that pasuk connects maser degoncha with karbonos, and just as we know that there's a lav when it comes to eating maser sheni b'tuma, likewise there's a lav by the karbonis, by the basar. So when the pasuk speaks about basar, which is tamei, why does it have to say lo yeachel? Ma tamad lo yeachel? Why does it have to say lo yeachel? Imein inyan legufay, if it's not needed for its own sake, tneyu inyan lechol yisurin shebetera. Let's apply to the other yisurin chametz shar nizgal. Imein inyan lachila, if it's not needed for the isra achila, which we already know, tneyu inyan lahano. Let's apply to the hano. Says gemara yima kam b'sreifa. But if that's the case, and just as over here by the Basar Kodesh, it needs to be burnt. Pasuk says, Lo yi'ochel ba'esh yisarif. So if that's the case, then perhaps, Af kol yisurin shebetoyra b'sreifa, the chametz as well need to be burnt. Amakra is what we learned earlier. We have the word hanoisar in the pasuk of the karbonis of the miluim, the extra word hanoisar, which teaches us hanoisar b'sreifa. Yeah, only the noisar needs to be burnt. Ve'en kol yisurin shebetoyra b'sreifa. But other isur in the Torah, like the chametz, doesn't need to be burnt. So according to Rav Papa, this pasuk of v'habasar asher yigal b'chol tamei lo yachel ba'ish yisaref, where the words lo yachel are extra, unnecessary words, because we already know the isur achila through the connection to ma'aser sheni, those words lo yachel will provide the makar for the isur hana for chametz b'pesach. Amar li Ravina l'Rashi. How do you know? Ve'ema laver olav b'shnei laven. Okay, you said we already know the lav because it's connected to Meiser, but maybe the pasuk is simply coming to add a new lav, to give you a new Yisr, a new lav, a new Malkus. So when the pasuk says lo yachel on this basa, which is tome, it's not extra wording. The pasuk wants to add another Yisr. As we find elsewhere, that sometimes just on one little creature, a person can have many lav and many Yisurim. Lav mi amar abaye, didn't abaye say, ochel putisa. If a person eats a water insect, sheret hamayim, this type of putisa insect, loike arba, he gets four times malchus. Rashi explains because there are two psukim with respect to the general concept of the shvatzim of the small creatures, two lavim, and then we have an additional two isurim pertaining specifically to the sea creatures, for a total of four. So, ochel patisa like a arba. Nu mala, if you should eat an ant, which is a land creature, like a chamish. He gets five times malchus. He gets the two standard, basic lavim applied to all the creatures. And the Rashi brings another three psukim, which were specific to land creatures.
Sira, if he ingests this Sheret Ha'oif, this flying insect, like a Sheish, he gets 6 times Malkus. Because this flying insect is also a land creature, so he has the 5 Malkus of the land insect, land creature, and he gets another Malkus because it's a Oif, it's a flying insect. And there's another Pasuk for that. So we see that for one Isser, for one small insect, a person can get 4, 5, 6 Malkus. So perhaps the Pasuk is simply trying to add another Malkus, another Lav, to the Basar Tomei. How do you know it's extra and available? Amalei, so this was the Kasha that Ravina asked Ravashi. So Ravashi responded, yeah, if we have a better option, if we have a way to be Dairish and apply the Pasuk for something else, we're meant to do that. Rather than just concluding that there are more Lavim here. That's not the preferred approach. If we have an alternate approach, we can take the Pasuk and apply it elsewhere to generate Isser Hana by the Chametz, for instance. Then we're meant to do that, rather than just say, well, the Pasuk is trying to repeat itself and add more Lavim and more Malkus. So in conclusion, we were looking for a Makar, which will teach us Isra Hanah, for Chametz on Pesach, for Sher HaNiskol. Then we're presented several options. We began with the Pasuk describing the Korban Chatas, whose dam was unnecessarily brought into the Heichal, or the Kaddish HaKadoshim, which makes the Korban Pasul. The Pasuk says it shouldn't be eaten, Be'esh Tesoref. The words Be'esh Tesoref seem to be unnecessary words, because we already know that this Chatas is meant to be burnt. So perhaps these words are available to teach us Isra Hana by Chametz. Or says no, because we need the Be'esh Tesoref to teach us the general concept that when a carbon becomes pasul, it's meant to be burnt in the Azar. Amaya suggested that the words Le'si'ochel are available. And Amaya says no, because that's needed to teach us Malkus for one who eats this carbon. Amaya told us about the Pasuk describing the leftover Kabanis of the Miluim, they're meant to be burnt. La Yachel seem to be extra words. Perhaps it can be used for the Chametz on Pesach. Or says no. It's meant to teach us a general concept that there's an issa of a loisaseh upon eating any kachem psulim. And finally, the Gemara presented the pasuk describing the basar of a carbon, which became tamei. It meant to burn it. It shouldn't be eaten. And we already know that there's an issa, there's a lav, there's malchus by Basar Tami, because of the connection, the Hekesh, to Maaser Sheni. So the words Le'yachal are unnecessary and unavailable to form the source of the Isser Hanah, but the other Isser Achila, like Chametz and Pesach, and Sher HaNiskol. Continues the Gemara. So once we're discussing the Pasuk, describing the Basar of Kachem, which became Tami, let's analyze the Pasuk further. The Pasuk says, Ve'ha Basar, Asher Yiga B'chol Tami, Le'yachal, Ba'esh Yisarif, and the Pasuk concludes, V'habasar, kol tor yoichal basar. So the Pasuk begins with V'habasar, and then mentions V'habasar again, somewhere in the middle. Says the Gemara, why does the Pasuk have to begin with V'habasar? V'habasar asher yiga b'chol tamei, lo yeyochel, derei shadikra, lamali. That initial mentioning of V'habasar, the beginning, derei shadikra. Why? Why is it needed? The entire context of the psukim is karbanis. So why does the pasuk have to be specific and say the basar touched the tummy? Especially, as Rashi points out, we just concluded that actually there's no pasuk needed to even tell you this iser by basar kachem, because we already know it from the connection to ma'iser. So why does the pasuk begin with v'habasar? Answers the Gemara, l'rabbis eitzim levayna. It's coming to add, to include something, a chiddush. Even firewood, even levoina, intended for the mizbeach, can become tummy, even though they're not oichel, they're not foodstuffs, they're not roil achila. So how are they going to become tummy? Here we have the concept mentioned earlier, Rashi and Tosfos, chiba sakodesh. The fact that it's dear, it's held in high esteem, it's meant to be consumed by the mizbeach. That makes us view it, renders it oichel, and therefore can be mekabel tumah. So v'habasar is coming to add this chiddush. Now, what about the word v'habasar in the last part of the pasuk? V'habasar, kol tor yochal basar, the seifei, lomali. Why does it have to say v'habasar, kol tor yochal basar? It says yochal basar. Why do you have to say v'habasar? and then again basar. La rabbi say murin. The second vahabasar is coming to say that even a murin, the fats which from the carbon which are intended for the mizbech, not meant to be eaten by the kohen, as Tosis points out, the chiddush here is even those things. There's an isser. One cannot consume them when they're tummy. So vihabasar of the last part, the seifa of the pasuk, is coming to add even a mur. Says the Gemara, imur mahasu nafka. Regarding imur, we have another pasuk for that, the sanya. V'nefesh asher toichal basar mizbech hashlamim asher l'Hashem. A person who is tummy will eat the basar of the shlamim asher l'Hashem, and he'll get kares. Asher l'Hashem, why add those words? L'rabbis esa imurin. It's coming to add a murin. That even if a person eats those things which are not really intended to be eaten by the kohen, if he eats them while he's tamei, it's included in this iser, in this pasuk of karis. So we see that a murin have already been included through that pasuk. Hasam tumas aguf bekaris. The context there is where a person eats the carbon when he is tamei, tumas aguf, which results in karis, which is a more stringent, more severe iser. So perhaps there, yeah, we include the imurin in this iser. Hacha tumas basar balav. However, over here, the pasuk that we described, v'habasar kol toriyach habasar, is speaking where the thing itself is tummy. Not the kohen, but the basar or the imurin are tummy, and it only generates a lav. So perhaps it's more lenient, and you wouldn't include a imurin automatically. That's why the pasuk has to add v'habasar to include a imurin. So conclusion, emurin are included, are held in the same regard as basar, with respect to tumas akuf or tumas basar. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabavo Omar Vyechna. Koli surin shabat Torah. Any isur achil in the Torah. Ein leiken alein. A person will only receive malchus upon eating them. Ela derech achilasan. Only if he eats them in the proper manner. In the conventional manner of eating. Limutimai, what are we coming to exclude? Amar Avsimi Rashi, Limutei. We're coming to exclude the following scenario, where he's going to eat something in a manner which it's not generally eaten. Shem ochal chelav chai, shapata. If he chooses to eat raw, uncooked fat is not meant to be eaten in that manner. Raw, that's considered shaloi kederach achila, shapata, therefore he's pata. It's asr, but he's potter, he doesn't get malchus. Because isr achila is strictly if one eats it in a proper manner, through a proper masa achila. But if he eats something in a way where it's not conventional, it's not the proper way of eating this item, he's potter. Ikedami, there's another version of Abba Rabavo Abba Rav Yochanan, Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, Ein Loikin Alein El Aderech HaNa'asim. All the Yisurin Shabbat Torah, even the ones that are asr bahana. So although you can't derive benefit from it, but the isr is only if you derive benefit in the conventional manner. Derech hana'asam. Lumutamai. What are we coming to exclude? Amar simra barashi lumutei sheiminiach chelev shel sharhaniskel. Al gabe malkasei shupat. If he chooses to take the chelev of the sharhaniskel, which is asr bahana, and he puts it on his mak, on his wound, to derive benefit in that manner, he's potter because chelev is not meant to be used in this context. The kolishkin, of course, oichel chelev chai shu potter. Of course, if he eats chelev chai, this raw, this uncooked chelev, he's potter because it's shleikeder chachila. So according to the first girsa, because of the first approach, this exemption of shleikeder applies only to achila. So if one eats something, shleikederach is pater. But when it comes to hana, any form of hana generates chiv. Because at the end of the day, he had enough from it, even a shleikederach. Whereas according to the second approach, this concept applies not only to achila, but also to hana, such as in the case of putting the chelev on his wound. Since it's not the conventional method of having hana, it's shleikederach, and he's pater. The Rambam actually learns that even if he takes something which is edible and he mixes something, davar mar, something bitter, which renders it unfit for consumption, or he takes something which is asr, but it's spoiled, That's also considered Vishloike Derech. Itmar Nami Omar Rav Chia Bar Avi Omar Vasim Rav Yechanan. We learned likewise name Rav Yechanan. He ne achelav shoshah niskel al gabi makosei potter. If he takes the chelav of the shoshah niskel and puts it on his wound, he's potter. Why? Because it's not the normal way of using it. Levisha kol yisur and shabbat Torah ain loikin aleim ela derech hanasim. Because amalkus only arrives when a person has anah in a conventional manner. Let's take a look at Rashi. It's around 10 lines down from where from our location in the Gemara. Rashi begins with Ela Derech Achilasim. So Malkus only applies if he eats the Isser Derech Achilasim. Elim Kein Achlan Derech Achilasim. That's according to the first version, that Shalik Derech provides an exemption in matters of Achil, but not in matters of Anah. Ika De Amri, according to the second approach, Ha Deravo Ahano Itmar V'Ahanach Asir Banah applies to something which is even Asir Banah. Chelev, says Rashi, Ein Derech Anah Asir El Ba'Orah. The proper way of enjoying your chelev is by burning it, or to smear your moisturize the hide. Not meant to be used for medicinal purposes. Certainly not to be eaten raw. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Zeira Afanana Mitanina. I'll bring a raya from a Mishnah to this concept that a person derives hano shalei kederach his pot. The Mishnah says Ein Seifkin Esar Boim Mishum Arla. So know that Erla is not only Asa Ba'achila, but also Ba'ana. However, a person will not be Soifik Arboim, will not get Malkus, if he ingests the juice, the extracts of the Erla juice, of the Erla fruit, Ella only in two specific cases. Ella al hayotze min hazesim u min hanov milvad. Unless he ingests something which is extracted from olives or grapes, so grape juice or oil, yeah, that's considered proper Erla. That's the proper way of the conventional way of consuming the olive or the grape. You're meant to make wine from it. You're meant to use the olives for oil. So using the oil in this manner is considered derech hana. V'ilu mitusin. However, extracts from of the berries, the ta'enim, figs, v'rimonim, pomegranates, light. So juice is extracted from these fruits would not result in malchus. My time of wine. Love mishum isn't the reason because the loikul achalahu derech hanasam, because he's not ingesting them in a conventional manner. Because olives and grapes are meant to be squeezed into juice, but other fruits not. So since he's not consuming it derech hanasam, he doesn't get malchus. So you have a raya that shalik derech hespat. This was Reb Zeira's raya. Amalei Abai. So Abai said, not so fast. You can't bring a raya from there. That shalei kederach is pot. Why? Bishleima yashmi'inan pri gufa. Because if the Mishnah would say, look, if you take the actual fruit itself, not the extract, not the juice, but the fruit itself, and eat it in a non-conventional manner, deloi ka'achalei derach anasa. If you wouldn't eat it in a conventional manner, for instance, he takes a nut, which is meant to be eaten uncooked, and takes it and cooks it and then eats it in that manner. And if the Mishnah would say, well, he's potter because of Shalei Kederech, shopper, yeah, then it would be good. You would have a raya from there that Shalei Kederech exempts. Look, he took the actual fruit. But since he ate a Shalei Kederech, he's potter, that proves the point that Shalei Kederech is potter. Ela hocha. However, in our case, where he's not consuming the actual fruit, he's not eating the actual berry, he's squeezing it, he's extracting juice from it. The reason why he's potter is because the juice has no prominence. It's not regarded as though he had the actual fruit. The juice extract of the tusim, te'enim, remoinim are regarded merely like zeya, like sweat, just moisture. It doesn't contain the essence of the fruit. So that's why it's potter. In contrast with the zeisim, the olives, the grapes, they're meant to be squeezed into juice. That juice contains the essence of the fruit. And that's why it's tantamount to eating the fruit itself, and it's chayv mishum arla. The reason why it's potter by the other fruits is because it's just zeya v'alma. It's not regarded like the essence, like the actual fruit. And that's why it's potter. It's unrelated to the concept of shalei kederach. Let's see Rashi. Rashi is around 14 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Rashi says, Ein soif kenesar boim.
Gabi Mashkin Koyim Sechas Trumois is a Mishnah, and Trumois is discussing juice, fruit juice. V'ka'omar, Mishnah says, the Ein Kol Mei Peres Kruin Mashkin. El Eilu Bilvad. Only juice emanating from grapes and olives are regarded, are classified as true mashkin, as opposed to other fruit extracts. Ein Seifkin Sarboim Al Shum Mei Peres Shul Arla. If a person eats any Mei Peres, any fruit juices of Arla, he doesn't get Malkus. Why? Because when he drinks the other fruit juices, that's called Shalei Kederach, because they're not intended for that, it's not meant for that, it's called Shalei Kederach. In contrast with the grape juice and the oil, which is considered Derech, the proper way of consuming the olive or the grape. This was Reb Zeir's right, that Shalei Kederach is potent. Abai responded, no. If the Mishnah would speak about the actual fruit, the achel is like a dak. If he eats a shleiker derech, can go in, for instance, shabisha like goizim or yafarsikin. So he cooked up the nuts or the yafarsikin va'achlon and ate them, things that aren't meant to be cooked, and he ate them in that manner. Va'ashmin lo mechayev, and the Mishnah would say he's potter. Then that would provide a raya. Shaper shaminim no, dein loikin elke derech achlasin. Certainly, you can derive from there that there's no malchus when a shleiker derech, because look, he took the actual fruit and ingested it. But since it was cooked, and it was Shalei Kederach, he's Pata. So you would have a riot from there. Aval Hashto, time of the Pata, Meshum Delai Priyachal. However, now, when we discuss extracts, you know why he's Pata? Because he didn't have the fruit. That's the reason why he's Pata. Because it's merely Zeya Ba'alma. So perhaps if you would take the fruit itself and eat it Shalei Kederach, similar to the case of the Chelev, him go and eat it, even if it's raw, perhaps he would be Chayev. Because even Shalei Kederach is chayv, as long as he has the actual item itself and he's eating it. The reason why he's putter in this case is because we're not speaking about the actual object, we're speaking about the extracted juice, which, other than the Zeisim Vanovim, are not considered proper juice. They're considered Zeya Ba'am, and that's the reason why he's putter. Okay, time for a brief chazara of today's daf. We were looking for a mocker for the Issa Hanoah, for various Yisurei Achila, for the Chametz on Pesach, Shara Niskal. We were presented several options, and we concluded that the Makkah would come from the Pasuk describing the Basar of Kachem, which became Tamei, and he's not meant to eat it, Lo Yachal. The Pasuk Lo Yachal seems to be superfluous and can be applied as a basis for the Yisurei Hanoah, for Chametz on Pesach, and Shara Niskal. We analyzed that Pasuk of HaBasar, which contained the reference to HaBasar twice. The Gemara says the first one is meant to teach us that even Eitzim v'Levoina, which are non-food entities, can be b'kabotuma due to the Chibas HaKodesh, which renders them food. And the second reference to the word v'habasar in the Pasuk is meant to teach us that even the emurin of the carbon, the fats, which are not intended to be eaten by the Kohen, even in that case, if it's Tamei, there will be Isser upon eating it. And the Gemara concluded that actually, we have another Pasuk which tells us that the emurin also included in the Isser Karis, involved if a person who is Tamei will eat these Emurim. And we concluded with the halacha that when a person eats Isur Achila Shalei Kederach, he's Pater. According to the second version, that applies even to Isur Hanoah. If he derives benefit Shalei Kederach in an unordinary manner, he is Pater. Reb Zeir attempted to bring a raya, which Abaya negated.